The left-leaning grassroots group MoveOn.org took out television ads yesterday accusing Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani of, quote, betraying the public's trust. That's the third time in just a week this group has leveled that charge. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has been keeping an eye on the political rhetoric leading up to next year's elections, and he says you may be hearing the word betrayal a lot.
The blunt anti-Giuliani ads are running on Iowa TV stations.
Republican voters should ask Giuliani, where were you when it counted? Rudy Giuliani, a betrayal of trust.
When General David Petraeus went to Capitol Hill to testify last week, he was greeted by a full-page MoveOn ad in the New York Times that saddled him with an unwanted nickname.
You can't think General Petraeus without saying Betrayus.
That's the liberal linguist George Lakoff. Lakoff says voters respond viscerally to charges of betrayal because it suggests their trust was abused. The ad was much rougher than the formal questions lawmakers directed at the general.
MoveOn was saying something important, that you have to break through the politeness in order to actually say something real.
Lakoff, who is serving as an informal advisor to the group, says the sharp language allows Democrats and others who object to the war to challenge it more aggressively, even without going as far as MoveOn did. But former Bush White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the group is making a mistake.
I think there's nothing more serious you can charge a member of the military with than the word betrayal. It's akin to being Benedict Arnold. It's akin to treason.
Yet it's no isolated instance. MoveOn ran a companion anti-Bush ad late last week.
So next year, there will still be 130,000 troops stuck in Iraq. George Bush.
No points for guessing what comes next.
A betrayal of trust.
Eli Pariser is executive director of MoveOn.org, and as the saying goes, he approved of that message.
President Bush and General Petraeus were not being straight with the American people about the effects of the surge and that we need to set the facts straight.
Pariser says the group wants to get out the word that troops should come home.
And that we needed to do so in a way that was going to get the kind of media attention that would actually allow us to get that message out to people.
Now, thanks to the word betrayal, the message is out, and conservatives are outraged. Giuliani took out his own ad in the Times, blasting MoveOn. Ari Fleischer's new group, America's Freedom, created this commercial.
Name-calling, charges of betrayal, it's despicable. It's what MoveOn shamefully does, and it's wrong.
Fleischer says MoveOn is driven by frustration.
I believe they looked forward to this fall and thought this would be really the time when funds would get cut, the troops would come home, they'd flex their muscle, and Democrats would answer, and Republicans would shudder.
That hasn't happened. And that raises an interesting question. Here's part of that second MoveOn ad.
Americans had elected a new Congress to bring them home. Instead, George Bush sent in 30,000 more troops.
And that means MoveOn's campaign against betrayal also serves as a warning to the group's Democratic allies. David Folkenflik, NPR News.